I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
False start. I was supposed to read something. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with strength. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord. Okay, now we'll start for real. Okay. You guys put your hands together. Thank you, brother.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, when streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, when I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name.
Every blessing.
Every blessing you pour out, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory. Blessed be your name when the sun is shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on a road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
Yes, we've got a new song to learn that will go really good with John's sermon today and then Brandon's sermon next week, which Brandon's teaching on the light, am I
yes.
right? Okay. This song is called Salt and Light, and the chorus goes like this.
Make me salt, make me light, let your holy fire ignite, reveal your glory in my life. For I am not ashamed to lift up your holy name. Make me salt,
make me light. You make me want to be like you. Your holiness I will pursue. I want the heart of Jesus. Show me the meaning of your grace. I want to give the world a taste of the love of Jesus. Here it comes. Make me song, make me light. Let your holy fire ignite. Renew your glory in my life. I am not ashamed. Lift up your holy name. Make me salt, make me light. You make me want to be like you. Holiness I will pursue. I want the heart of Jesus. Show me the meaning of your grace. I want to give the world a taste of the love of Jesus. Make me salt. Let your holy fire ignite. Renew your glory in my life. I am not ashamed. Lift up your holy name. Make me salt. As a city on a hill, a lamp on a stand, mold me in your image, a work of your hand. Make me salt, make me light, let your holy fire ignite, renew your glory in my life. I am not ashamed to lift up your holy name. Make me soft, make me light.
Just the voices.
Make me salt, make me light. Let your holy fire ignite. Reveal your glory in my life. I am not ashamed to lift up your holy name. Make me salt, make me light.
Man, you guys are good learners.
Good job.
You may be seated if you would like to be. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war. Time of peace.
blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Those verses that we read, the book of Ecclesiastes, the author is processing why things go the way they do sometimes in life. Can't we all say, yeah, I agree with that? Mm-hmm. It's not easy to process. It's not easy to accept some of the things that happen in our lives. And you can get discouraged if you read the book of Ecclesiastes, at least the first part, because you begin to witness that, well, he's just like us, and he's writing it out there, putting it out. But we do think these things. What good is all the toil and the labor of my life if after I die, it's just going to go to someone else? He processes all of the hardships in life. And thus, that scripture that we just read, there's a time for everything under the sun. But by the time he gets to the end of the book, let me read just a couple verses that he writes there. Remember, these are the conclusions that he comes to. Remember. Now, this is an old guy thinking about everything he's been through for all of his life. He's processed the really difficult things that happened, the deaths, the untimely events that happen in life, the unexpected, the brokenness, the diseased, the pain. Brings it all down to a conclusion, and he says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Before the days of trouble come and the years approach, when you say, I'm not finding any pleasure in this, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. The very end of the book, he says, now that I've said everything, now that all has been heard, and he's got everything that's been processing and boiling in his soul all out there on the table, he says, here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For it is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring judgment, every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Let's not forget that God is alive and well. Amen. And even at times that we feel that we're being tossed around and it seems like, Lord, what is the purpose of all this? The writer of our book of Ecclesiastes says, remember your Creator. And remember that this is all coming to a point of conclusion. And everything that we've been talking about in His Word will come true. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you today that we can come before you and be loved. We thank you, Lord, that in you is complete holiness, purity, light, life. That you are the life of men, that you are our light. And in you is no darkness at all. And Father, as your light illuminates our lives, we realize our need of your salvation. Every thought we think, every action that we take, Lord, you're aware of, you know, and your heart is stirred with compassion, and your heart is stirred with even anger sometimes. When we do things that we know we shouldn't be doing, but we go ahead and do it anyway, and your heart is grieved because of the hurt that it causes, not only to your heart, but like a stone thrown in a pool, the ripples continue to go, affecting every area of your creation. So, Lord, it is good that we right here, right now, this morning, find ourselves and come to you in the presence of this great light, your holiness, your truth, our Creator. And we bow before you in humility. Lord, read us like a book. Open our heart. May there be no hidden chapters, hidden phrases, hidden profanity. Lord, may what you find there in the deepest recesses be a reflection of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for creating us in your image, this image that has been tarnished by sin, disease. Lord, I pray that as you restore your creation, there would be no doubt about it, that these people reflect the glory of God. So, Lord, with all the things that are going on in our minds, the turbulent questions, like the writer of Ecclesiastes wrote, we lay them before you today in peace, knowing that you are our Creator, and that in the end, every question will be answered, every wrong will be righted, every injustice will be brought to justice. So, Lord, we find our peace in you, and in this sacred moment, we confess our need of you. Our hunger and thirst for righteousness, and our desire for your cleansing, your grace, and your power. Lord, bless the offering as it is now received. Thank you for the faithfulness of your people. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness that spurs in us this desire to be a part of something that's way bigger than we can do by ourselves. Lead us, Lord, we pray, as we give. May it be a reflection of your generosity to us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The kids were going to do a special right now, but we're going to wait a couple weeks on that, give them a little more time to prepare. And at this time, our ushers may receive the morning tithes and offerings as they come around. And we're going to ask you to sing with us a beautiful old chorus that I'm sure you're familiar with. If you've had religious broadcast on at all, you've heard it. And it has a way of getting inside of you and just bouncing around. And in moments of worship and reflection, you're singing it. And it goes like this. Sing with us if you would.
Magic.
majesty. Worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Jesus who died.
Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.